Hello, welcome to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I am your boy, Bandy. We've got a little something special for you today. We've got a bonus episode talking about draft day dice. Are you looking for a way to shake up your NFL fantasy football draft? Well, pay attention. Hello and welcome to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. We've got a bonus episode here for you talking about the draft day dice.
Bonus.
Heck yeah, man. We got the draft day dice in here. It seems like a cool idea. What do you think, man? Trey?
I think it's pretty dope, honestly. And it honestly, especially for people that have been playing fantasy a long time and, you know, they're probably in dynasty leagues and all these things, they want to switch it up a little bit. It's a good way to switch it up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. I'm going to bust these bad boys open. Oh, that wasn't hard. Came right out.
That was easy.
Yeah. So, if you can see, it's got defense on right here. It's got, like, kicker, wide receiver, quarterback, running back. It's got all the positions on it. It come with three dice. Okay. You figure out your draft order however you do that. You know what I mean? Like, I've seen people do crazy things to get their draft orders going, you know, like doing crazy contests to figure it out. But anyway, so you get your dice and you roll it. Blow! I got like running back, quarterback. All right. So I get the first pick in the draft. I can either pick a running back or I can either pick a quarterback. I mean, that's right up my alley. I'm going to pick a running back. I'm going to get there. I'm going to go Derrick Henry, baby, all day.
Oh, not pick one.
Okay. All right, Trey, I'm going to roll for you. I mean, and this is what you could do if you're like, you know, because a lot of people, they do it online and stuff like that. If you could talk the league into it, you know what I mean? You could do it like that. Just have one guy rolling the dice. You just got to trust that dude.
Or, you know, everybody can order the dice and y'all could do a big virtual dice roll.
Yeah, they're only $4.99. DraftDayDice.com, $4.99. It ain't nothing.
It's not bad at all.
All right, Tram, roll for you, buddy.
I bet.
Tight end, wide receiver.
Well, this early round two, say I'm picking, or round one, say I'm picking second, I'm going to go wide receiver.
Okay.
Cooper Kupp, baby.
Hey!
Off the top.
Nice. It's kind of cool, man. It's kind of fun. Yeah. All right, we're going, it's just me and you, so we're going to go round two. It's my turn. Blow! Quarterback, kicker.
Ooh.
I'm going to get a kicker. No, I'm just kidding.
Justin Tucker.
The GOAT of kickers. All right, a quarterback. I'm going to take my boy Tommy B. Tom Brady,
Tommy
baby.
Tommy Brady?
Yes, sir.
All right, he has to be there in round two.
Yeah, most death. Most death. All right. Kicker or a defense?
Nice. I'll go kicker and I'll go Justin Tucker.
The GOAT. All right, so yeah, it's just like two rounds of messing with it. Once you get into like the later rounds, they'd say about halfway through the draft, you throw in an extra dice, so you got three dice. Okay, let's say I roll defense, running back. All right, so I got two defense. I got to draft a defense, right?
Unless your defense slot is filled.
Right. Unless my roster slot is filled.
And then you go with the third die.
Okay, which would be running back. Okay. Right. Boom, boom, boom. Trey, kicker, wide receiver, kicker.
So I would have to go kicker.
But you got one.
Already filled. I'll go wide receiver. And since we're in the second half, I'll go Treylon Burks.
Oh, with the shout out. All right. So, yeah, that's pretty much how you do it. I do know once you get a little bit later. What is it, Trey? You get a little bit later.
In the second half, you're talking about when you roll all the same?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, so in the second half, if you roll all three dice the same, you can either get, you know, a defense, you pick a defense, or, you know, say you roll all defenses or whatever, you can get a defense, or you can take someone else's any position all the way down to their very first pick. So it's like almost like rolling snake eyes if you get, you know, trips or whatever. And
so let's say
you definitely take advantage of somebody else's team like that.
No doubt. Let's say you roll them and you got running back and you could just take my Derrick Henry first round, right?
Right.
Ouch. Ouch. That definitely would be interesting, man. I mean,
yeah, somebody very last roll of the draft hits all three and they're like, damn, give me that.
Over with. Also, you can, when you start throwing in the third dice, you can get a little pot of money, throw a little money in the middle of the table, you know what I mean? And you keep going, keep rolling, till the first person rolls, what, three of a kind, and then winner take all, winner take the money? And you get, and let's say you go one round, nobody rolls three. Blah, nobody. Go in the next round, put more money in the pot, keep going.
There you go.
Go ahead and get
it's
to
like free parking in Monopoly.
Yeah, exactly. Do not pass go.
Hey.
But yeah, it seems like a really cool idea.
One thing I don't think we mentioned, if you roll in the early, like the early rounds of your draft, when you're only rolling two dice, if you roll the same, you got to go with that one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You're right. Yeah. You roll two wide receivers, you got to pick a wide receiver unless your roster slot is taken and then you roll again. Right?
Right. Right.
Cool. It's a really cool idea. It'd be fun. It's make it a little different, shake things up a little bit.
One thing that I like about it the most, I think, is because a lot of people get stuck in that ADP mentality where they're like, who's next on the board? You know what I mean? And they just take whoever because of the way somebody else ranked them. Uh-huh. It lets you kind of hop around that and not do so statistical and whatever, you know, and you might end up, you know, getting somebody that's going to go a couple rounds later, a little bit earlier, but then they end up going off and you're like, bro, I'm so lucky that I had that mentality going in.
Oh yeah, it's fun. It'd be fun, definitely. You got to talk the whole league into it, but it would be definitely fun. I like it. It's a cool idea. Remember, you can get your own draft day dice at draftdaydice.com. They're $4.99 a pair. You get three dice. It's got the rules on the back. It's pretty cool. Give it a shot.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Anyways, don't forget to hit us up at fourthandflex@gmail.com. Comments, questions, concerns, hit the like button for us. We were just doing a quick little segment there for you. You guys, thank you for watching. Keep it coming.
Draft day dice.
Draft day dice, 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 dice.
5-Day Dice, taking your fantasy football draft to a whole new level of fun, suspense, and excitement. Roll the dice, draft your team. With Draft Day Dice, you never know who your next draft pick will be. It's all a roll of the dice. As an added twist, use 3 Draft Day Dice. Roll 3 of a kind and steal any of your opponent's top draft picks. With Draft Day Dice, the fun never ends. Round after round. Make your fantasy football draft fun again and buy Draft Day Dice today.
You've been listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go!
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at 4thandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at 4thandflex and on Twitter at 4thandflexpod. See you next time on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.